So Coach Bolte is coming to the booth. We've got a set of headset and a microphone.
Coach, there you go. We got a mic and a headset for you.
Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Well, you know, just because a team's 0-4, maybe they haven't scored a bunch of points in their first four games, doesn't mean they're a bad team, right?
You know, yeah, I mean, they made some good plays. They made plays. You know, we were in good position to make a lot and get off the field. And just they hit some trickery plays, you know, a couple double passes, a hook and ladder, all that sort of stuff. But give them credit. They played hard. But we just got to continue to work forward and execute at a higher level.
When you say that, are some of these errors because there's younger players in a spot or they're filling in for a hurt player? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we're a little banged up. We got a few guys out in the secondary right now, and that shows, and we're young. I mean, it's a lot of freshmen and redshirt freshmen kid playing. So, yeah, we just need some confidence back there, and they're getting there. They made a couple plays at the end, which was good to see, but just got to get some consistency.
Coach AP Harrell, I'm helping Mark out this week, and it's great to be up here my first time in Minnesota watching your program. Sage Booker, he's got left-right ability that's D1 certainly. It's a pleasure to watch him work. How are you guys able to secure him, and what kind of benefit is he to balance out with all out there in the backfield?
Yeah, I thought, you know, Sage has been a dynamic player ever since his true freshman year. So yeah, we got lucky getting him out of De La Salle, of the cities. Really good, shifty kid. Sometimes you like to just see him stick his foot every once in a while and get vertical, but he's a home run threat. So it's fun to see him get out there, and yeah, he compliments things. I thought him and Mikhail Harn really played well together out there today.
And the offense kept the game alive and the lead, saving the defense a few times this afternoon.
Oh, they did, yeah. And sometimes, you know, when we're a little, you know, not executing on one side, it was good to see that side pop up. And I thought the special teams were pretty solid. Hofer had another good day doinking them through. But I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. We got to be better on defense and execute when the opportunities arise. Like third down and long, like how many did they convert today? It was noticeable. So we got to continue to work. The kids are bought in. They're frustrated. They're not playing better. But the nice thing is we got a W or 1-0 this week. We'll move on to next week when we get there.
We weren't down there on the field, so it's impossible for when we're on the other side. But when we're up 22-0, it's natural in life, whether it's sports, business, and relationship, to get lax when you're way up. Was that the case, or was it just them executing, or was it some unlucky breaks when we were up 22-0 and they stormed back?
You know, I think a little bit of both. I think they execute, you give Minot State credit, first off, and then secondly, it was just going back to, you know, two third downs, and we got a penalty, and we got another penalty, and so those things where you self-inflict some issues hurt us, but we'll get better. We got to continue to move forward, and we have a lot of pieces of the puzzle on offense moving pretty well and got the ground game going today, so we just got to pick a few things up on defense, and we will. The kids are hungry. They're going to keep working, and there's no quitting those guys.
Do you practice the offense? Do you practice those trick plays in practice?
Yeah.
Offense and defense?
Oh, yeah. Well, not all the ones that we saw today.
Okay.
We had a couple, but we knew they'd have some gadget stuff, and we have seen it on film. They obviously have been struggling. They lost their quarterback. The quarterback played really well today, though, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it seem like every 50-50 ball that was thrown up there in the third quarter they came down with. So give them credit. They battled away and did some good things. But end of the day, we found a way to get some turnovers at the end. The offense was able to extend the lead. And happy for our seniors. It was a great win on trying game.
Coach, big picture question for you. Again, it's my first weekend ever in Minnesota. Such a beautiful state, such a beautiful part of the state. You've been here a long time as an assistant, now as a head coach. You've had great success. You're looking to get this program to the next level. The beauty of this stadium and the blue-collar mentality, how does it all wrap into how you recruit and develop a culture, not just for one season, but for a big-picture assessment?
Yeah, you nailed it on the head. I'm a throwback blue-collar guy from Iowa. It started with the family growing up on a farm, and that's who we are. And we're lumberjacks up here. We're, you know, the Northwoods, and that's really what we want. We want tough kids that have good morals and values and good families, and when going gets rough, they usually lean on each other and find a way to win.
And you've got a guy named Gunner who's an All-Pro, not just in the NFL, not just an All-Star, but an All-Pro for a legendary franchise. That speaks to the culture developing here. He was overlooked by Alabama, by Texas, not just by the NSIS, and you guys got him and developed him. That's huge.
Yeah, it's awesome, and he did. He was wired a little differently, I'll put it that way, when he came in here. He's a phenomenal one and gave back a lot to the program just the way he practiced and the way he did things. But, yeah, you can't be nothing but happy for Gunner and all the success that he's had.
Coach, thanks. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you next week.
All right, appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
Much appreciation.